at townhall.com.
Good morning. I-295 South at the Hexter Drive exit. There's a broken down truck, and Road Ranger looks like is on the scene helping that out. 295 South at Beach Boulevard, another car there has conked out. And on the West Beltway, 295 North around Normandy Boulevard, still some backup there due to an earlier crash that's now been cleared. Mostly sunny today, 83 the high. This evening clear with a low of 65. Right now it's 66 here at WBOB. And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Republicans didn't win them all, but they still did well at the city council elections yesterday. Florida U.S. Senator Rick Scott introduces his term limit bill of 12 years for the House and the Senate. And the FBI tells Governor Ron DeSantis that the Russians did hack two Florida counties in 2016.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling a new number, 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Hey, we're going to be taking your calls in just a brief moment. Hour number three, all the way with you to 9 a.m. I am your host, Ed Dean, along with Roger Henderson. Roger, you ready for this story? A federal judge has ruled a Florida-based broadcasting company out of Jupiter, Florida. How many of y'all know where Jupiter is? I know it quite well.
My daughter went to college in Jupiter.
Okay, so it's quite, that's what, by the way, very wealthy, very Republicanish, by the way. So there's your, but anyways, you ready for this? A Florida-based broadcasting company that provides Russia programs to a Washington radio station must register as an agent of the foreign government.
Huh.
And this all comes on top where Governor Ron DeSantis was told that Russian did hack two counties here in the state of Florida, Florida elections prior to 2016.
So there's a Russian propaganda outlet right here in the state of Florida.
And if Lisa King, who probably should have won yesterday, and Sonny Gessinger lost to my gal Randy DeFore, you guys got a valid excuse. Blame it on the Russians.
Hmm.
Mike Hogan probably has some sort of deal. I'm kidding. I'm being facetious here.
You gotta get
the local. Yeah, the local. No, we like Mike Hogan and Mike Clark and those guys at the election supervisor's office.
Gotta get a letter from
Dean. Can you not blame it on the Russians? Seriously. I mean, I get emails that me and Roger are front for Russia and Trump that we're being paid off by the New World Order.
Really?
The only NWO I know is with Hulk Hogan, Scott Hall, and Kevin Nash in WCW in 1996, starting at Bash at the Beach. So anyway, 831-0600, 831-0600. Here's a question I'd like to ask you in just a moment. What do you, Roger, go ahead and turn my clip up here, brother.
Okay. To set women back 50 years or 75 years. Why do they want us to go back to the kitchen barefoot and pregnant? Why? What are they so threatened by?
It's not what I want. It's a difference of the way you view life. If you believe it starts at conception or if you believe that it doesn't. For me, I believe that life starts at conception.
All right, so let me ask this question. At 831-0600, two big questions this morning, a lot of input. 904-831-0600. We don't talk a lot about abortion on this show just because it's always talked about. But as of this morning, a lot of southern states compared to the northern states, New York and, well, Virginia, I guess, could be. Well, Virginia's a southern state, but, you know, it's a blue state now where they're passing more laws lessening, in other words, the restrictions, abortions up to 9th month, almost partial birth, they're allowing them. Southern states are becoming more conservative restrictions on abortions. As of today, Alabama has, the news media is calling a total near ban on all of abortions out there. Here's the question I like to intrigue you on and like to ask you. And I want to know, I have my opinion. I think I know what the answer is. In fact, I do know what the answer is, but I want to hear what yours is. At 904 831-0600. What is the number one issue that the pro-choicers never discuss and never want to talk about when it comes to the issue of abortion? Now, on the conservative aisle, what is the main issue that you think conservatives, pro-lifers, drop the ball on when it comes to the discussion of abortion? Is it government financing? Planned Parenthood? What do you think on the conservative aisle is the number one issue they could do a much better job on that they do not talk about? And what is the issue on the left that they never, ever want to discuss on the issue of abortion? 904-831-0600. Let's go to Matt. Matt, good morning. How are you this morning?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, so, you know, the one issue that I don't hear either side talk about, but specifically the Democrats, is the father's rights when it comes to abortion. You know, we live in a society today where we talk about how fathers aren't involved in their children's lives. But when it comes to abortion, the father has no right, no say. And we only talk about, you know, this is half the father's child. And, you know, there's no discussion being had on, you know, their thoughts on what's happening to their child.
You know, I love watching that show occasionally with Steve Harvey with Family Feud. If there was a survey, your answer would be number two. And I think, and by the way, most people have didn't even have emailing me, Matt. I thought would have at least brought that issue up. Yours is a top tier issue. I think that's a valid discussion out there, and it's never ever discussed. I agree with you.
Yep, no, I definitely agree. And, you know, I think it's something that needs to be had because, again, in today's society, where we talk about the lack of involvement of fathers and children's lives, I don't think we give a lot of fathers a chance to even be involved when it comes to this issue.
Interesting. Matt, thank you for the call. Matt brings up an interesting point. Hmm. If we're not allowing fathers to be more involved and we're crucifying, again, I'm not saying his words, but others, we're crucifying them when it goes through divorce and kids, whether it's their fault or not. If fathers are giving more of a say, do you think, when it comes to the issue of whether or not that child mm-hmm. is going to have and become a human, what is a human in the womb, but a life after out of the womb, then I think the ideas would change where fathers, would you think, want to become more involved in a family?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know, how could you verify, you know, prior to the unfortunate abortion that this particular person is the father if we pass legislation saying the father has to consent?
That's probably the second big issue.
You can bring in any guy in the world saying, I'm the dad, I sign.
That's probably the second big issue. But here's the question. I know what the answer is. Roger, and you got the answer correct on that one, but don't tell people this. The question is, where could the pro-life community on this issue, where could they do a better job on the discussion of abortion, pro-life versus the pro-choice? And what is the main issue? I mean, his issue is probably number two. What is the number one issue that the pro-choicers never, ever discuss or talk about when it comes to the issue of abortion? That's your trick question. 904-831-0600. CNN's Allison Camerato. Another big discussion we're talking about this morning. And by the way, you can thank the Republicans for this. She says that the Parkland shooting students, the bans, bans gone everywhere here in Florida, Mothers Demand Action. These are the group of people that want to put a 2020 constitutional measure here in the state of Florida for you to vote on. Allison Camerato says they did it in Florida. They want to do it also in the U.S. And one of those issues is moving the ages of 18 to 21 in order to buy a gun.
They really want, as you heard them say, federal legislation. They did something remarkable. They got Florida, where, you know, people feel strongly about their guns, to change the legislation in the wake of what happened in Parkland. Now they want it on a national scale. So, of course, they want universal background checks. They want to ban really high capacity magazines. They want more dollars, federal dollars, to study gun violence.
Can I ask a question? How do you study gun violence? Roger, I'm being serious. Folks, educate me. How do you spend more federal dollars studying gun violence? Does that mean you have to study maybe the where it all started? Maybe you have to look at certain communities? Are we going to go down that road?
Huh.
Oh, because if you're going to do that, I mean, it's like the Mueller report. You got to investigate the investigators.
You can just ask the sheriffs across the state.
Yeah.
Give them
need a lot of money for that.
A one paragraph sentence, and they'll probably end up telling you if people are having guns stolen out of their cars
and
homes.
But I mean, is the lack apparent? I mean, if you want to go where crime starts.
And then maybe some mental health issues.
But I agree with that. But here's the question. Roger made an interesting point, and we've taken a lot of input on this. I'd like to hear from you. 904-831-0600. The Republicans, not the Democrats in Florida, the Republicans pushed for more gun control measures last March after the shooting in Parkland, Florida. My question to you is, Roger made an interesting question. Well, wait a second. Okay, so we raised the ages to buy a rifle in this state, 18 to 21. What's the big deal? How many guns are being purchased by 18-year-olds? I don't know those numbers. I'm asking you at 831-0600. Now, don't tell me what's a constitutional right. I'm sorry, folks. There's nowhere in the Constitution it gives you the legal right of an age to buy a gun. What's the legal age to buy a gun? That's left to the states.
Now, Dick's Sporting Goods did announce that they did see a massive decline in their gun sale after they have created an internal policy.
That's correct.
But was it because of 18-year-olds not buying
the
guns?
That's another great point.
Or were these 50-year-olds who are saying, I'm going to stand in solidarity?
And that's probably true. So, but we took some calls from some NRA members this morning, and they have said, we have there's a lot of immaturity at 18, 19-year-olds. Hence, the reason why we don't allow them to buy alcohol until they're 21 because they're immature at 18. So underneath that same analysis, should that apply to somebody who wants to buy a gun, that maybe they're not mature enough to handle a weapon at 18, they should wait to 21 since they're not mature enough to buy alcohol at 18. That's the reason why we have them buy alcohol at 21.
Yeah.
Is that a fair argument?
Yeah. Are they too immature? In other words, are they thinking with their emotions when they get upset or their head?
Yeah. Is that a fair argument? I'd like to hear your reaction to that. 904-831-0600. 904-831-0600.
We don't have to live this way. I feel as though somehow we've accepted that this is our new normal. We don't have to send our kids off to school every day just crossing our fingers and hoping that they're not sitting ducks for gun violence. We can fix this. We're better than this. We just don't have to live this way.
Yeah. Now, we don't have to live this way.
How can we fix this?
That's a great question. She's advocating more gun control. Now, my question to you is, do you believe this is the new norm that we're going to see? I mean, do we actually have all this gun violence in all these schools? Technically, when you look at the numbers, no, we don't. But let's go down this aisle. Do you believe that this is the new norm from schools, that we should take precaution? Is this the new norm for schools? And if it is the new norm, how do you handle the new norm? They're talking about spending money on universal background checks. Do you think universal background checks would have stopped Parkland? Well, we need to study, as she said, we need to study more money, federal money on studies of gun violence. That's a great one. I'm not saying, I'm just asking, where do you start with studying gun violence?
Yeah.
I mean, do you start at the beginning of the root? I mean, how do you find all that? So there you go. Two big questions we're asking this morning. Number one, where are the pro-life community? Where are they dropping the ball on the issue of the issue of life, of abortion? And number two, what is the main issue that Democrats, or should I not? There's some pro-life Democrats out there. The pro-choice, the abortion crowd, the NARAL, the Planned Parenthood, other big supporters of abortion. What is the main issue that they refuse to talk about? That's your trick question. 904-831-0600.
Now, I came up with two. You say one of mine is right, but the other one is not.
You're way off, yeah. Oh,
okay.
904-831-0600. Talk radio WBOB.
At I-295 South at Beach Boulevard, there's a broken down car. You'll see it on the right this morning. 95 North at 8th Street, a stalled car is now blocking the right lane. And if you're an I-10 headed toward downtown, the slowdown starts near Cassett Avenue.
Here's Dan Celia with today's Stewardship Moment.
Is it difficult to avoid the temptations of the world or not yield to what the majority seems to be doing? I remember Chuck Colson one time saying that the will of the majority is not necessarily the will of God. People who are lovers of money more than lovers of God will oftentimes yield to the temptations of the world. But the Christian steward is not mastered by money. The Christian steward masters money. We have been taught that we cannot serve God and money. In our stewardship, we must learn how to make money serve God.
You've just heard a Stewardship Moment with Dan Celia of Financial Issues Ministry, helping you plan, give, and invest wisely. For more information, log on to financialissues.org. That's financialissues.org.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. One of the biggest changes we've seen since I started working here in 1980 is how we have to travel to the world markets to buy. There are a bunch of things that cause this, but the biggest has to do with Underwood's quality standard. For example, in diamonds, we have to see and gemologically evaluate a diamond to see if it'll fit inside our stringent quality standards. If we're at the market, whether it's in New York, Hong Kong, Africa, or India, we have the huge selections to pick from, and our standard will never be compromised. We get the prices we expect for Underwood quality. And as a result, we control our diamond stock instead of a diamond dealer just sending us what he wants us to have, and we're able to offer these beautiful, carefully selected diamonds that we're proud to put the Underwood name on. And they're available right now at Underwood's in San Marco, Avondale, and the Shops of Pontevedra.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to
get
lose.
Get a two-pack of my pillows premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 800-950-9024. Use promo code WBOB.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Lots of sunshine today, a high of 83. This evening will be clear with a low of 65. And right now it is 66 here at WBOB.
Financial issues with Dan Celia at 9, Dennis Prager at noon. Now back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. The Gallup analyst says that President Trump has the steadiest approval rating of any president in history. Florida U.S. Senator Rick Scott introduces his term limit bill of 12 years for the House and the Senate. And Democrats say there's no middle ground when tackling climate change.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling a new number, 831-0600, 831-0600. 0600 or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Man, I can't believe some of you have not getting the answer correct on my on the abortion debate. Where have conservatives, where are those that promote the issue of life on the social conservative side, where have they dropped the ball? What are they not campaigning enough on? What issue inside the abortion issue? And what is it on the left, the pro-choices out there, that they never want to talk about on the issue of abortion? 904-831-0600. John, good morning. How are you, sir?
Hey, how you doing?
Thanks
welcome
for calling
the show.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, I just want to talk about, the 18-year-old, they'd moving it to 21. Well, we send kids at 18 to war, are we going to move the voting age from 18 to 21 because of immaturity? I mean, by voting in a certain person is just as dangerous as giving them a gun.
All right, would you support the alcohol age to drop from 21 to 18?
I mean, realistically, from 18 to 21, I'm in my 60s. I've got three kids. I don't really see a huge difference between 18 and 21 with making decisions. I don't really see people making, really becoming real mature until they're about 25.
Interesting. Maybe we should raise it to 25 then.
I mean, just saying. It's all about, and the same thing. It's all about, if you've got kids and you're not, 18-year-old, most of the time they're under your roof.
Right.
I mean, it's all up to the, if your parents are looking after you, making sure that, you're doing, making the right choices. It's all about.
If you're under, I understand where John's coming from in a way. If you're still on your parents' Obamacare provisions, then maybe, you should be able to buy a gun.
Well, that's
not
because of immaturity. That's because of economics. But, I get the argument with,
joining
the
military.
You don't
think there's some people to hang around their house because of immaturity?
Well, of course, it's in some cases.
Okay, but some could be based on economics. Yeah, yeah. Why? How can it be based on economics? Why are they getting a job? I was out of my own at 18
Many
years old.
Many of them
people.
Maybe may have a job, but maybe that job opportunity for them doesn't offer health insurance.
All right, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
I get what John was saying with respect to we send our young people into war and they're carrying a legitimate assault rifle and we don't tell them they can't join the military.
Hold on.
But it's different, I think, because that's a very disciplined environment.
They're being trained. exactly.
And they're under a lot of command structure, whereas if you go, you know, to now, your neighborhood Walmart, pick up a gun, no one's telling you what to do.
Nobody cares about my opinion. First off, the raise the age of 18 to 21 doesn't even make sense. Why the Republicans did it last year was for political purposes here in Florida. So it doesn't make any sense from 18 to 21. If you wanted to have the argument, and by the way, I wouldn't have supported this, but if you wanted to have the argument, Roger, well, AR-15 or whatever. But the guns that technically, if they say are not being used, are 410 shotguns, a 22 rifle. I own those guns. Those guns aren't used.
You're a dangerous guy.
But yet we lumped them all in one segment out there. So raising 18 to 21 it's not going to prevent this. But having said that, does Roger have a valid point that, I mean, okay, come on, people. How many individuals at 18 are buying guns compared to 21? And then we had several callers. I got emails this morning. Hey, the one caller, she says, I'm an NRA member, Maureen. That's her name, Maureen. She says it's a valid point. That she says, listen, some 18-year-olds are not mature. Hence, that's the reason why we don't allow them to buy alcohol at 18. They got to wait till they're 21. Does that same analysis apply, that there's an immaturity level that it can be just as dangerous as owning a gun at 18 than it can be at 21?
I'd like to hear what police have to say about this, not just the official line from the guy who's elected, like the sheriff or the FOP, which is kind of a political organization, but the average rank and file police officer on the beat. Do they believe that 18-year-olds should have guns, or do they think that that's too immature for them?
831-0600. All right, take some emails. Here's one from David. Hey, Ed, NRA life member, constitutional, gun owner. As a business owner who hires people in their late teens, I too question the maturity level of a demographic as it applies to gun ownership. Not across the board, as I've known some good teens, but laws have to apply equally.
And good or bad doesn't necessarily mean immature or mature. It just means they may not be ready.
Interesting. You know? Interesting. David's take on that one. That's kind of it. Laws have to apply equally out there. Here's one from Naomi. Ed, I heard your story about Russians hacking two Florida counties with the elections prior to 2016. What two counties were incompetent? Well, first off, Ron DeSantis cannot list them because the FBI, they had a, you know, just got, you know, what's it called? A non-disclosure.
He had to sign a statement saying he would not disclose which counties they were.
So they're asking, was it Broward County? What are the odds it would be any of those counties? Like Broward and West Palm County? That is a great question. I wouldn't be surprised on that one. Here's one from George. As a male, I don't feel like it's my position to ban abortion because I'm not a female. And other than not just wanting a baby, my problem is Planned Parenthood with our tax money. As for guns in the school, I agree with Maureen. I'm not worried about a teacher shooting schools. I'm more worried about these punk students jumping a teacher and taking his or her weapon. Valid argument. Valid argument out there. Let's go to Frank. Hey, Frank, good morning.
Well, I guess I have a hard time understanding about the gun control at 18 and kids buying guns at 18, because most of your kids that do go into these schools shooting, they're not going to the local Walmart buying their guns. They're buying them off the street.
Or they're getting from, or stealing from some parent's house.
Or they broke someone's car window and stole it from the vehicle.
Yeah. I'm with you on this, Frank. I'm just saying they're asking, well, if it's a maturity level, we're not going to allow you to buy alcohol at 21. A gun can be just as dangerous. Why shouldn't you have to wait till you're 21? Right. Why shouldn't you have to wait till you're 21, Frank? What do you say to that? All right. Well, I guess
for our president and go out and die for our country, then at 18, they should be able to drink.
All right. Well, there's Frank. Frank says at 18, they should be able to drink. Should be able to drink. Okay. I was waiting for somebody to give me that answer. Jeanette. Hey, good morning.
Hello. Yes. I'm calling in on the abortion issue.
And sure.
I don't think either side speaks about prevention enough.
Interesting take on that. We heard another caller say the same thing.
So I think that needs to be in the cost to taxpayers under when the government provides abortion. So I think they need to address that more.
All right. Jeanette, I appreciate you calling in. It's just that we had a couple of callers say the same thing, that they don't talk enough about prevent. But what if you're married? Okay. But my question to you is, there are two areas in the abortion argument, one on the left that they always refuse. They never want to. I can't believe you people are not getting this. They never, I mean, is this more about the host?
No, you people.
You people out there, that's right.
What kind of comment is that?
That's no. What is it that the left never discusses on the issue of abortion? And what is it on the conservative aisle, that social conservative, pro-life committee, those that support life, that they never talk about enough on the issue of abortion? What is your opinion? What do you think those answers are? I'd like to hear from you. 831-0600, 831-0600, Talk Radio, WBOB.
295 South, just before Beach Boulevard, a broken down car on the right, a wrecker has now arrived.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Saturday, May 18th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach. Saturday, May 18th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's the Military and Veterans Expo at TIAA Bank Field. And Saturday, May 18th at 7 p.m., it's the Jacksonville Sharks versus the Orlando Predators at ByStar Veterans Arena.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
Your attention, please. Hangar Bay Cafe is your locally owned and veteran-owned restaurant at the beach, 2294 Mayport Road. Hangar Bay Cafe has something for everyone, lunch and dinner, on the go or dine-in. Hangar Bay is famous for their ramen. A regular ramen bowl with two pieces of chicken and drink starts at just $13. The fried chicken at Hangar Bay is better than your mama's. It's on the list of the best fried chicken in the 50 states based on Yelp data. Check out the sandwiches like the unique bourbon teriyaki, pulled pork or spicy sausage, or spicy Cajun po' boy. In a seafood mood, how about shrimp and fish with grits? It's veteran-owned with a Navy theme and variety. Hangar Bay Cafe, open 7 days a week, 2294 Mayport Road. Hangar Bay Cafe, online at hangarbaycafe.com.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Sunshine today at a high of 83. Clear tonight, a low of 65. And right now it's 63 at WBOB.
More of your calls coming up next. 831-0600. 831-0600. Talk Radio WBOB.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Alabama is taking center stage in the national abortion debate. Republican Governor Kay Ivey considering whether to sign a bill that would ban virtually all abortions in the state. America's baby bust is not over. The government reports a nation's birth rates last year hit record lows for women in their teens and 20s, resulting in the fewest babies in 32 years. Germany's military says it has suspended training of Iraqi soldiers due to rising tensions in the region, tensions between the U.S. and Iran. The death toll stands at 6 in Monday's mid-air collision of two sightseeing planes over Alaska. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures down 116 points. The S&P futures off 13 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Good morning, I-95 North near 8th Street. There's backup. Earlier there was a broken down car. That's cleared up. 295 North, Phillips Highway, starting at Bay Meadows Road. We're looking at some backup there. And if you're on 10 headed toward town, beginning at Cassett, their slowdown. Mostly sunny today, 83 degrees the high. Clear this evening with a low of 65. And currently it's 66 here at WBOB. And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. The FBI tells Governor Ron DeSantis that Russians did hack two Florida counties in 2016. Republicans did not win them all, but still did well at the city council elections yesterday. And Florida U.S. Senator Rick Scott introduces his term limit bill of 12 years for the House and the U.S. Senate.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling a new number, 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Now, there's confirmation that at least two Florida counties were hacked during the election of 2016. Senator Bill Nelson claimed it last summer during his campaign for re-election. He said Florida had been hacked during the 2016 election cycle. Governor Rick Scott said, essentially, prove it. Well, now there's proof revealed with a single sentence in the Mueller report. It says the FBI suspected Russian military intelligence hackers were able to gain access to the network of at least one Florida county government through a spear phishing campaign.
That's news for Jack's Kent Justice. I'd like to take, I wonder which counties those were. I think we can kind of guess, but actually there were two counties. By the way, to all of you on the left that are sending me emails this morning, see, the Russians did hack. It was prior to 2016 election. So good, nice try, but it did happen. So the question I'd like to ask you is, are we going to see thank you cards from Terrence Freeman and Randy DeFort to Vlad and all those guys for
you're right.
Overturning the elections of Elisa King and all the out there, you know, just blaming on everything.
Well, the FBI said that there was some intrusion into the computers. They were able to get in. They were able to see what was going on, but they didn't make any changes on people's registrations,
right.
Nor did they change votes.
I was told this happened during the election right there in 2016. Now I'm being told it happened prior to the election of 2016.
Well, it was before election day, but it was during the election campaign.
Wait, it didn't say election day. It said prior. When did the election start?
Well, the campaigning probably started in, 2014?
Well, that's the question. Yeah. If it started in 2016 prior to, to the primary, early voting, I don't know. Let's go to Fred. Hey, Fred, good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Good morning. Thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having a great show.
Thank you, sir.
I was giving you a call in regards to with the guns in the schools, and you had a caller that was saying, or somebody emailed you talking about they're worried about the students jumping a teacher with a gun.
Right,
and taking it
yeah.
From if that's the case, what are you sending for the teachers to work with? Is it that bad to where we're sending killers? And have you heard of SROs getting jumped? They have guns now. How many of them have been jumped in Duval County and their guns taken? So why all of a sudden are they going to start taking guns from teachers?
You know, how many SROs are out there per school? I mean, that's a great question. How many of them have been jumped? But then again, why would you want to jump? I mean, SRO officers are wearing the uniform.
Well, not only that, but their guns are being holstered. We don't know if the teacher's keeping her gun in her purse, which is now, you know, in her desk somewhere.
Okay, I can understand that. But the kids that are jumping teachers and taking their guns, like, what kind of kids are the teachers teaching? Like,
yeah,
what's going on? What are the parents sending the teachers to work with? That's a hostile environment right there. We're teachers now correctional officers or what?
I still think teachers need to be trained as bouncers. Just like Patrick Swayze in the movie Roadhouse. Yeah. You mouth off, we're throwing you out.
It's really a sad indictment on the current state of affairs with respect to the culture that, honestly, it can be a hostile environment with the teachers have to work with. You know, they're breaking up fights a lot.
By the way, are teachers allowed to carry mace in a classroom?
I don't know.
I'd be kind of curious by that.
I doubt it, but I'm not sure.
Because some kids probably need to be sprayed down. That's what some of the emails I'm already getting this morning. Those are their words, not mine. Tom. Hey, Tom. Thanks for waiting. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great.
What's the answer to my abortion question?
Well, what I think it is I think that the liberals, under no circumstance, want to discuss the ethnicity of the babies that are being aborted.
Now, that was proposed to me through several emails. Several people would agree with you on that one.
Well, very good.
But that's not the, that's not, go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, I look forward to what the actual answer is.
Well, I'm going to give it to you in a few moments. So the question, Tom, by the way, a lot of people, Tom, that was a lot of emails I've gotten this morning, ed@wbob.com, to the question, Alabama passes a near, they claim it's a near total ban on abortion. Several states are making it more restrictive. Heartbeat bills are being pushed here in the state of Florida. And other, as you notice, North has a little bit more liberal bills.
They passed a heartbeat bill in Georgia.
Thank you. Up in Georgia as well. The question I like to ask you on both sides, where do you believe? I have the answer. Roger got the answer as well. I can't believe somebody's gotten close about this. But where is, okay, two sides. On the conservative aisle, people running for office, people that support the baby coming into this world to support the pro-life cause. Where is it that conservatives, I believe, have dropped the ball, at least on this issue, of argumenting in favor of being pro-life? What issues surrounding this have they dropped the ball on promoting the issue of life? On the pro-choice side, the pro-abortion side, what is it the main, I can't believe some of you have not gotten this, I'm really shocked. What is the number one issue that they never, they always refuse to talk about?
The left.
The left. That's right. That's the pro-abortion crowd.
Right.
It's the left.
Mm-hmm.
What is the main issue on the issue of abortion that they always refuse, they never want to talk about? 904-831-0600. Folks, this is easy. Now, some of you have got some great answers, but you haven't got the answer. Correct. 831-0600. 831-0600. Also, on the issue of guns, oh boy. Several callers, a lot of emails coming in this morning. Where now the Parkland shooting crowd, the victims of that, of course, you know, want to ban guns. They want to ban certain assault weapons rifles as a constitutional measure here in Florida for next year. By the way, you can thank the Republicans for doing this, raising the ages of 18 to 21. Roger asked an interesting question. What's the damage? How many 18-year-olds, 19-year-olds are buying guns? Roger asked the question. So they got to wait till they're 21. What's the difference? And so we had callers that called in this morning. And a lot of people would agree. Ed, I'm a pro-Second Amendment. I'm the member of the NRA. I understand the argument. That if there's an immaturity level for young people to buy alcohol at 18, instead they should be able to buy it at 21. And I'm not saying I agree with it, because I don't. But let's go along with this argument. What's the difference if there's an immaturity level? Should not the same argument, let me ask it this way. Could not the same argument be applied for them to buy a gun at 21? Maturity level. What's your answer? 831-0600. 904-831-0600. Let's go to Jeff. Jeff, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I'll try to answer the question about what the Republicans are dropping the ball on the abortion issue. Isn't it the sale of the baby parts from Planned Parenthood? They don't talk about that.
That's not even really a big issue. I mean, I understand that it happened, but it's not the overwhelming issue. When you talk with people on the issue of abortion, they ever bring up that point?
Well, friends of mine that are, you know, people that I have talked to, yes, it gets brought up quite frequently, and we say, you know, all of a sudden that story is just gone.
It's right. I'm not disagreeing with you. I think that's a valid point you just made. They never did talk about that, did they?
They didn't. And they never bring it up in the election cycle, which is, it's curious.
Yeah, you have an interesting point right there. Some of you bring it, but it's not the right answer. Not the right answer. Before I get back to the phones, three big things taking place this week. Big forum at the University of, where's this going to be, Roger? Me and Barney. Barney Bishop's coming to town. We're going to be at the
UNF, yeah.
UNF University Center, I think around 12 o'clock this week. Ken Justice from News 4 Jax, Kevin Derby, editor of Florida Daily, Barney Bishop, and myself will all be one panel forum. Folks, you talk about the Four Horsemen. It's going to be a blast. I promise you'll have fun. If you email me, ed@wbob.com, I'll give you information. Hang out with us. Number two, I've got tickets to give away. I've got about four tickets. They're expensive. I got about four tickets to give away for the Friends of the NRA 27th Annual Fundraiser this Saturday from 5:30. Now, folks, don't rely on me to give you free tickets. Many of you are asking me. I can't say yes, so I'm going to give it to Roger to pull out of the bag, and if anything goes south, you can blame him. All right? But I've got four tickets to give away. But some of you should already be getting your tickets. Just go to the web. Just go to Facebook.com. Look for the First Coast Friends of the NRA. They're doing a big benefit. But WBOB, I am, this morning show, we're sponsoring a table. We just want to say thank you. We're giving away some tickets. Also, another giveaway this week. Barney Bishop, former executive director of the Florida Democratic Party, very conservative Democrat. You guys hear him every Friday morning on this radio show. He's going to be live in the studios with us. After 9 o'clock, I'm going to provide donuts and coffee here at the studios. So my question to you, won't some of you guys come to the studios here? I haven't even told Angie this, by the way. She's going to get angry. Why don't you come? I'd like to meet a lot of you. Roger's going to maybe be around as well. But Barney's going to be here. A lot of you like Barney. Just come on over and hang out. Free food, free coffee. This Friday morning after the show at 9 a.m. I'd like to meet some of you. Come over to hang out with Barney. He's going to be hanging out with me for the morning show. If you'd like to join us, just let me know. Shoot me an email. ed@wbob.com. ed@wbob.com. Let's go to Lee. Hey, Lee, good morning.
Hey, Ed.
Hey.
I'm thinking two things. One of two things. The adoption side of the other side of the abortion, or is it the morning after pill that you're looking for?
Well, you're giving me two. I want one. Correct. No, it's not
my
the
issue.
Go ahead.
My issue is the adoption. We have not, when we talk about abortion, we have not equally included the adoption process.
I think you're correct. That was my main answer. That's correct. We have not done enough to promote adoption.
As a matter of fact, if I could add, as one who has been in and around the church, I am very very upset, and I take issue because churches does not promote abortion, adoption, like we should. We take issue with the abortion, but we don't promote the adoption. So how do we help these individuals who decide, okay, I'm not going to abort this child, but again, I'm not ready? That's where we come in to now, as a community, as a church, to say, okay, we have people, we have enough people in our churches who could step up and say, we will adopt.
I think, Lee, you made a great point. Lee, now, there's still an answer out there, folks. Lee's exactly correct. The pro-life community has not done enough to promote adoption, all right? And I've given money to groups like Pregnancy Resources, which plan, I mean, folks, if you're going to talk about having the conception and promoting life, then you need to talk about how you're going to help that individual once they come into this world out there, and we don't do enough. I'm not talking about free college education. I'm not talking about the Andrew Yangs from the Democratic side about giving them $1,000 a month. No. If we're going to talk about, oh, yeah, we promote it. Well, are you, okay. Everybody's, hey, I'm a pro-life. Everybody's selling a pro-life t-shirt, but how many are you putting one on? After the baby is born, we don't do enough promoting adoptions out there. And that's where the pro-life community has dropped the ball. To all of you who run for office, talk about adoption. Now, Lee got it correct, but there's a main question. I just can't believe the majority of you haven't gotten it right. I mean, you've given me some great answers, and many of you are correct. But now, adoption is the main issue on the conservative aisle that is not being talked about enough. But on the liberal side, what is it, the number one issue that the pro-choice, the pro-abortion crowd never discusses about the issue of abortion and refuses to discuss about? What is that answer? 831-0600-904-831-0600. This is Talk Radio WBOB.
If you're on I-10 going east, headed toward town, you're looking at backup beginning at Cassett Avenue, and it stays heavy down to US 17. 295 north, Phillips Highway to Bay Meadows, we're seeing a lot of cars on the road. And at 95 north from State Road 9B to University, it's heavy there as well.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. If you're interested in buying a fine quality diamond, but might start with a smaller diamond and then over time grow that to a larger size diamond, at Underwoods we have a way to do that, and we've been doing it for more than 50 years. We call it Grow a Diamond, and here's how it works. When a customer buys an Underwood engagement ring, solitaire diamond pendant, or a pair of ear studs, we guarantee they get the price they paid for it on the purchase of any bigger diamond. Now, a lot of stores would say, big deal, we do that too, but here's the Underwood difference. We guarantee you get what you paid when you trade in your Underwood diamond, even if you're only trading up by $1. It's not that you have to trade up two for one like most jewelers ask. We've done this with thousands of customers through the years, so if you're interested in growing a diamond, come by and see us at Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, or the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
Hi, it's Mac with Baker Glass. If you're having trouble finding a clear option for that new shower enclosure or a replacement for that fog glass, then call the Baker Boys or find us at bakerglassinc.com. That's bakerglassinc.com. Baker Glass, no one treats you better.
Hi, this is Mac with Baker Glass, where we use our more than 32 years of experience to provide a complete glass service to all of our customers and a clear choice for you. See for yourself at BakerGlassInc.com. That's BakerGlassInc.com. Baker Glass, no one treats you better.
Did you know that YMCA has been America's lead swim instructor for more than 100 years? The YMCA of North Florida will teach your children swimming basics such as water acclimation, movement, and stamina. The Y even offers classes for infants starting at 6 months old. Never worry about your child being around water ever again. Let the Y teach your kids safety around water. Already know how to swim but want to enhance your skills? The YMCA can do that for you too. For more information, visit FirstCoastYMCA.org or call 904-265-1775.
Hiring? Aren't you tired of hoping the right candidates see your job posts and apply? It's like trying to find a needle in a haystack. That's why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Instead of waiting for great candidates to find you, ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates for you and invites them to apply. Then its powerful technology reviews every application and even spotlights the top candidates, which means you never miss a great match. So instead of hoping you find that needle in the haystack, ZipRecruiter finds it for you. And hiring is a whole lot easier.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Lots of sunshine today. Our high will be 83 degrees. There's only a 1 in 10 chance of rain. This evening, clear, 65 the low, and right now, it's 66 at WBOB.
Financial issues with Dan Celia at 9. Dennis Prager at noon. Now back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
All right. Before we go to Art, by the way, many of you are asking, hey, Ed, our good friend Ron Davis is going to chime in with me. I mean, he didn't have to. I was going to buy donuts for everybody, but Barney Bishop's going to join us this Friday. He's one of my favorites, very conservative Democrat, very well known. He's like Henry Hill of the mob. Remember when Henry Hill in the movie Goodfellas wrote the book exposing the mob and there was a hit on him?
Okay.
I'm not making this up. The Democrats feel the same way about Barney, not taking out his life. They don't like Barney because Barney was a former executive director.
He ran the Democratic Party.
Dude, I mean, he was buddies with Bill Clinton. He's still a registered Democrat. He'll never leave because he likes to give him a rough time. Barney is going to be in the studio. Barney's one of the coolest. I'm telling you, he's one of the coolest guys there is. He's going to be live in the studios with the 6 to 9. And so many of you that want to come to the Salem Center, and I'll provide coffee and some donuts. Not that cheap stuff at Walmart. I'll get you the good stuff. The cream filling, all this. It's like a sugar to a diabetic. And I was a former type 2 diabetic, by the way, so okay. I got to watch that. So, but
the
if you want
to being former.
Former, that's a key word. If you would like to show up Wednesday, I'll buy the donuts and the coffee. Come and hang out with us. Me, Roger, and Barney after the radio show here at the Salem Center. Stop on by. It's free. I like to meet some of you. Come and hang out with us for a little bit. We got a little time after the morning show Friday. Normally I don't, but I do this week. Email me, ed@wbob.com. Just let me know you're showing up. ed@wbob.com. Hey, Art, good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning.
How are you, brother?
I'm doing good, thank you. I wanted to respond as to the left and the abortion issue.
Yes, sir.
I think it has to do with the original founder of Planned Parenthood, and that's the genocide of a perceived class or type of person.
Ethnic
group. And that was her original statement, and that was to eliminate a certain type of person. Nobody wants to talk about that because they're coming in, and whatever class of person that is, they're doing a great job of decimating the black population as well as the Spanish population and the others. That's the reason they come in and they put in Planned Parenthood and all the lower economical areas.
Yeah.
That's my thought.
Now, Art, your answer's not wrong. In fact, that's a great point. They never want to talk about the originality of Margaret Sanger and how she wanted to eradicate those in the black community.
You can look it up. It's all online.
Yeah, he's exactly right.
The reason why Planned Parenthood was founded in the first place.
That's right.
He said Margaret Sanger thought there were too many black
people. Isn't that kind of an oxymoron, Planned Parenthood? Shouldn't it be unplanned unparenthood?
Yeah.
I mean, I got to be careful when I say this. Everybody calls them illegitimate children. Could they not be technically called illegitimate parents?
Yeah.
Somebody email that to me. It's kind of a neat soundbite. What is the... That is not the right answer. Let me see if you can hear it in this clip with Meghan McCain and the liberals on The View. She's got the answer.
Why are men having such a war against women? Why is the Republican Party trying to set women back 50 years or 75 years? Why do they want us to go back to the kitchen barefoot and pregnant? Why? What are they so threatened by?
It's not what I want. It's a difference of the way you view life. If you believe it starts at conception or if you believe that it doesn't. For me, I believe that life starts at conception.
But they want to regulate my body. Why don't they regulate guns, for example? They don't do that. It's the same people.
I think what we need to do on this conversation is I'd like to see much more doctors.
The answer is here. How many of y'all have caught it yet?
And medical experts involved. Yeah.
Get it out of politics. Science, by the way, overwhelmingly shows that life does start at conception. The science backs it. And people...
The answer is, what is the answer, Roger?
Life starts at conception. The science backs it.
The question is, what is the main issue that you never hear? They refuse to talk about it. Do you believe that heartbeat? I mean, I do believe life does start at conception. Let me be liberal on this issue, which I am not. But let me be a little bit liberal. Let's 2 weeks, 8 weeks, whatever. And you hear a heartbeat. That is the issue that they never talk about. It's, well, it's a woman's right to choose. Hey, have that argument. But the one, I asked the question, what is the one, Roger, is that simple? What is the one issue they never talk about? Mm-hmm. When do you ever hear them talking about, do you believe it's a life or do you not believe it's a life? I preface this, allow me to be a liberal on the issue of conception. Let's talk about when the science shows that you hear a heartbeat. Don't promote abortions, promote adoptions. That should be the way to go. And the question is, they never talk about that, Roger. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah, you never hear it talked about.
Again, forget about the conception thing. I'm not disclaiming that. I'm not disregarding.
I remember back in 2008 during the campaign, Barack Obama was specifically asked, when does life begin? And his response was, that was below my pay grade to come up with it.
I'm not being a liberal. I just said, allow me to be a liberal. I preface this. When you hear a heartbeat, are you mean to tell me that is a tissue? That is viability out there? They never, ever bring this issue up. And the media never engages that debate. That's what I'm getting at. 831-0600, Talk Radio, WBOB.
I-95 North from Southside Boulevard to University. We're seeing heavy traffic. 295 North from Phillips Highway to Bay Meadows. Lots of traffic there as well. And if you're heading into town on I-10, you'll start to pump the brakes at around Cassett Avenue.
The Cal Thomas Commentary is brought to you by Values Through Media. Now here's syndicated columnist Cal Thomas.
I love this story and think you will too. Oberlin College is an old liberal school in Ohio. In recent years, it has prided itself on teaching social justice. Taking their professors seriously, a mob descended on a local bakery that had 3 black Oberlin students arrested for shoplifting. The bakery owners filed suit against Oberlin, claiming the bakery had been defamed and that the protests and an economic boycott harmed their business. Naturally, the word racism was applied, as it always is in such cases, to divert attention from the real issue, which again was shoplifting. The trial began last Thursday in Elyria, Ohio, and as the Washington Times points out, it has implications that extend beyond the reputation of a small-town donut shop. Also at issue is whether universities that encourage political activism should be held responsible for the harm done by overzealous student demonstrators. My view is that people ought to be held accountable for their actions, whether they be shoplifters or people out to destroy a business for misguided political reasons. I'm Cal Thomas.
For a free copy of today's commentary, visit calthomas.com or write us at Values Through Media, P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. That's P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. Please specify the date and subject. Your tax-deductible gifts to Values Through Media help support us. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards. The interest on the cards was really high. I was making the minimum payments, but barely. And it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment.
Trinity will will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They did help me learn how to manage my money. Now, you know, we have a house, and we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Holly, and I am debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Will President Trump be able to stop Robert Mueller from testifying? Did Bill Barr really lie to Congress? And who really started Russiagate? Andy McCarthy will join me in studio to give you all of those answers on the next America First with me, Dr. G. We'll also speak to Boris Epstein about the clown car of 2020 Democrat candidates, and also my Salem Radio colleague, Eric Metaxas, about his new national TV show.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, Saturday nights, 6 till 9 p.m. on WBOB.
Lots of sunshine today. Our high will be 83 this evening. Clear, 65, the overnight low. And right now it's 67 at WBOB.
WBOB is talk radio for Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia.
All right, we got time to squeeze in a few more phone calls. Let's go to Paul. Hey, Paul, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Ed.
Hey, brother, what's going on?
Okay, I got an answer for you.
All right.
On the abortion issue.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's God. It's God.
What do you mean it's God?
He's the one that's never brought up in the abortion issue.
Why should God be brought up in an abortion issue?
Because he's the one that breathed the life in at conception.
But in the reality world, it's between a man and a woman. So why would you mix religion into this? Not saying you don't have to. I'm just saying, I mean, I don't need, and I'm the son of a minister, and I say this respectfully, I don't need the Bible to prove that that's a human life. I can tell that by science. But, I mean, I'm not disagreeing. I mean, the issue is we don't talk about is it a life or is it, that's what the left never talks about. I mean, the Bible's, I mean, in my he knew me when I was in my mother's womb. I get that. But what I'm saying is there's many things that I can be conservative on or be morality, have a moral view on that I don't need the Bible. I'm not saying you disqualify the Bible. I'm just saying is, to me, science can prove that is a baby inside the mother's womb. I don't need the Bible to tell me that. Get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
And that's not a put down of the Bible at all. I'm just saying is, I think if members of the Democratic Party and the left don't go to church, now you're speaking a different language than they can understand.
Right.
But if you speak about the issue of science, they can't ignore that. That's what I'm saying. Remember, one's based on faith, and the other one is based on some other things, and based on science. Of course, a lot of science does have to do with some things in the Bible. So, hey, we got to wrap up the morning show, man. A great show. I always enjoy reading your emails. I'm going to be on the road today, but I'll have time to read the emails. If you email me, ed@WBOB.com. I got Barney Bishop's coming into town on Friday morning after the morning show. Me, Roger, Barney, we like to meet you. I've got free food, free coffee, free donuts to all of you people at Heming Park that are listening to this radio show. That does not apply to you. All right. So I kid. No, I'm being serious. It doesn't apply to homeless people. But anyway, like to see you Friday morning here at the Salem Center. If you'd like to show up, I'll send you directions. Email me, ed@WBOB.com. ed@WBOB.com. I'm thankful to God every day for this radio show. He gets all the credit. And all of you that tune in and call in, that give me your time, I'm very appreciative of your time. I never take it for granted. And good Lord willing, I'll see you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. with my buddy Roger Henderson, right here, 6 to 9 on FM 101.1 AM 600, Talk Radio WBOB.